The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
How's it going, y'all? Welcome back to The Week's Peak, man. Ralph Tromsey here, your host. I'm back here for another incredible episode. You already know what it is. So we started off, you know, the year with some banger after banger, you know. Man, we're back, you know. We're back for another episode. Today, we have another person from the TikTok community that I found, you know. So it's a pleasure to have him on. Today, we have Chris Clark with us today. So, Chris, man, how is it going, sir?
It's going pretty well, actually. It's a nice day outside in Texas. Just enjoying the cool, windy weather.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'm out here in good old Sacramento, California. And I can, same thing out here, man. I can relate, man. It's nice weather. A little bit of, you know, wind out there. But mostly hot out here, man. Because me, personally, I love the hot weather. You know, I don't know about you, but so... Hey, man, I'm glad to hear you're doing good. So first things first, man, feel free to introduce yourself. Who are you, and, you know, what do the people need to know about you?
My name is Chris Clark. My social media handle name is popularly known as Chris Love Nike. My YouTube is Texas Chris. I'm just a kid from Tyler, Texas, close to the Dallas area. I focus my social media content on Hispanic culture because, if you didn't know, I'm picking up on some Spanish and some Hispanic stuff on my own, like Mexican slang, Dominican music, Mexican music, and I feel like my Spanish is coming along pretty well from my followers. And, well, I don't like to call them followers, I just call them supporters, but the people that follow me and do all this, I just want to give a big thanks to them because I wouldn't be nothing without them, and that's just supporting me.
Definitely. So, yeah, so when I found you, I forget which video it was on TikTok, but I remember seeing you, and I'm like, dang, is this guy, like, low-key, like, Mexican? Like, because I'm like, this man, like, acts and all that. Because hear me out, right? So I'm in, like, the same boat as you, because I know, you know, you're out in Texas, so obviously there's a lot of, you know, Mexican community out there. I know your friends are all, you know, like, Hispanic and all that. So I'm in the same boat, man. So I was, you know, I grew up, you know, with a bunch of, like, white kids, pretty much. You know, I'm a Filipino kid myself. So I was always, you know, with white kids and all that, like, I was always my childhood friends and all that. But when I went to high school, I went to high school that's like 99% Mexican. So here I am, you know, like the lightest kid now here at my high school, which is a bunch of Mexicans. So I'm like, you know what, if I'm going to be around them for 4 years, might as well, you know, get to know the culture a little bit, you know? So was that the same?
I was pretty much in the same boat. Okay, so I live in it's not small, but it's not big. It's Tyler, Texas. The population is about 120,000 people, about an hour 15 minutes away from Dallas. And so a lot of the community is Mexican. There's some Puerto Ricans, but majority of them are Mexicans. Elementary, I went to elementary with them, with the Mexican. I wasn't really into it. I still had my, as people would say, my cultural friends, my African-American friends. Then middle school, I had my African-American friends. And then I got to high school, and it combined, like, our whole city. So I go to a big high school. About 2,500 kids go there, and about 69% is Hispanic. So, of course, I still have my African-American friends, but I also – I just fell in love with the culture, man. Sure. The food, the people, the language, is beautiful. The real language. I just fell in love with it. I don't know what clicked. I don't know what told me to do this. Matter of fact, my first class when I stepped into high school, it was Spanish one. I knew probably 10 words in Spanish. And, well, I knew how to count 1 through 10, but now I know 1 through 1,000, 1, all, I know all that. But I just feel like high school, it really opened it up. And I just got, like, I got a more ideal view of the world and, like, a different culture that I've never really been exposed to like that.
Definitely. Yeah, man, you know, I feel you too. Like, there's just something about the Mexican culture that I feel like it's so... I don't know what's the word.
It stands out. It does.
Yeah.
And not to bash, like, any other culture. Like, I love being African-American. Sure. I know you love being Filipino. But it just stands out. Like, I wouldn't change myself being African-American. But I'm just glad that I'm African-American. I can also have, like, you know, like some Mexican vibes. If I can get that word. Pleasure. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and later on, we're I wanna ask you that about how, because obviously there's gonna be hate out there, people saying, oh, you're
Oh yeah.
dissing your own culture, this and that. But we'll get
Oh
into that a little bit later.
yeah.
But yeah, man. So I mean, what's something that, just in a broad view, what's something that just like really stands out to you when you think like Mexican culture and all of that?
I think of like the dances, like the bailes, the quinces, and all that, like the dancing. Like I just like it has like its own vibe. They have like the people, the language, and then like if you see a, like I'm not like. If you see a Mexican and then like they hear me speaking Spanish, they're like, "Oh, you speak Spanish? Oh, you're Mexican?" I'm like, "No, I just like love the culture." And then, but yeah, that's one thing that stands out to me like about the Mexican culture. Even though I know not Mexico isn't the only language speaking that speaks Spanish, but one thing, another thing would have to be the food too. I'm in
True.
love with tamales. I got a dozen of tamales in my refrigerator right now that I'll probably eat after this video.
Oh man.
But yeah.
Guys, love that, man. Man, the tamales, but man, it's our Christmas time too. We get all those tamales
Yeah.
coming through, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey man, I love it. I love to hear it, man. Man, I'm glad to hear like there's someone like in the same boat as me, because I've been trying to
Yeah.
find that person, because I feel like I'm just here,
Yeah.
But
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you.
yeah. You listen to some like corridos, anything like that too, or
Yeah, corridos tumbados, corridos, Junior Jarache. I
Oh
used to
man.
listen to Nata, but not no more. I listen to Chalino
Ooh.
Sánchez, Pedro Eslabón. He follows me on IG.
That's dope.
Much love to him. Shout out to him. But yeah, like corridos, tumbados,
Man,
all of that.
yeah. I feel like it too in their music too, man. I feel like there's something special
Yeah,
about it, you know?
I just like I can feel a connection. I can
Sure.
feel a connection.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, me personally, I'm a big fan like the Románticas, and freaking just getting
Yeah.
my feels, bro. Like, and that's exactly what
Yeah.
Eslabón did, last week or whenever their album
Yep.
dropped. So, but yeah, there's just something special about that, man. And
Yeah,
but
it's a
there's
different
there
vibe, uh-huh.
for sure. And there's no like words to put to it too. It's like, if you know.
Yeah, it's like they were like, "Why?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just feel it. Like it's connecting. It's like a spiritual connection."
For sure. For sure. Yeah, definitely. So let's back a little bit here. Going to let's go to TikTok real quick. I know you got a nice little following there, 286,000 followers, a little over that, over 11 million likes. Man, how does all that feel, man, having that, big community?
Okay, to be honest, like I really do enjoy that, and I love like carrying on and making people laugh. I've always made people laugh, like no matter, like even before like all this, even before TikTok and me getting into the Hispanic culture, I've always loved to make people laugh, and I was always able to. So I just feel like, hey, let me just make a TikTok. I was just scrolling through videos, and it was the first. I had an iPhone 7 for 3 years, and I finally got my 11 Pro Max, and I was like, let me make TikTok. I didn't want to make it on my iPhone 7, and then so I made my first video. It got 1,000 overnight, and then it was just like a weird video. I don't know, it's something about this dude named Kyle. Then I made my second video or third. It was one of them. It was like one of my first few videos. It was a tlacuache sound, and it blew up. I didn't expect it to blow up. It got right now it has like 700,000 views and like 100,000 likes, something like that. But now, I feel like I'm looked up in my community. Like I see a ton of people in a grocery store, and my grocery store 70% Mexican shop. And they always look at me like twice, like, oh my gosh. And then like it's been multiple times at work when I've been working and people stop me to ask for a picture. And like at that moment it just hits me like, dang, I'm really an influencer, and like people look up to me, and it's just all love. It really makes you feel good, but I don't use it in a bad way.
For sure.
I just yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many ways to take it too. People see the big numbers and
Yeah.
they start twisting it to ways they shouldn't and all that. So,
Yes, man, yeah.
yeah. So just having that humble take for yourself. I mean, I enjoy that a lot. And there's a lot of people come on and I feel like that's a common theme as well. Not even the numbers are getting bigger or whatever, and they're large, but just not using it in a negative way, and I think it's very important. So yeah, man, congrats you and all on that, all that. success right there. I'm sure it's crazy,
Yes,
man,
sir.
having
Thank
people
you,
come
thank
up
you.
to you and
Yeah.
all that, man.
Yeah,
Like,
it is, man. It is. And then they'll be like, tell me something in Spanish, and I'll just hit them with a joke or something. And like they'll just start laughing, like, bro, this is for real. Like even though we're in a pandemic, they'll be like, oh my gosh, it's not you. And I'll pull out my mask and I'll
yeah.
show them my page, and they're like, oh my gosh. I've had pictures, I've had just people just like enjoying the vibes.
Yeah.
It's just like a cool connection.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and like you mentioned earlier too, man, just the Mexican community, man, like they're so like welcoming, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
they really are. Like I know it's always like a couple bad apples on a tree, but like the big tree, like they're just so supportive, man. I just big shout out to them.
for sure.
Like they show me so much support.
For sure.
Like so much.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So all like the Hispanic stuff, like the Tequatchi stuff and all that. So that's what really got you, like, to where you're at today, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you? So obviously, you said your first video got like 1,000 views and all that, and then your second video, and it really started to be consistent like from the start. I mean, was that kind of like surreal to you, like when you first saw that, like so early, or?
Oh, when I first seen it, like I really can't describe it because it happened so fast. Like it happened like super fast. My first video blew up. I remember the date. It blew up November 24th, and I was just so shocked. And people just started coming up to me. Hey, I seen you on my For You page. I seen you on For You page. Then I start posting videos like back to back to back to back to back. And if you want to be honest, I really thought I would have had like 400,000 followers right now. I'm gonna just be solely honest with you. But my page hit a decline, and I just fell off. But I'm back on my grind now. But I just feel like when I first blew up, I just feel like nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop me. You're making people laugh. Why stop?
Sure.
Why stop? Just go harder. And genuinely, like on TikTok, we got this thing where it tells you all your stats and this and that. And from 2021, in January of 2021, I had 15,000 followers. So my numbers have really grew, but I know that can grow even more next year.
For sure.
For
Damn.
sure, for sure.
Yeah. Especially, in the times that we're at, man, just to have people out there, just making people laugh, making people smile, that's so
And
important, you
we
know?
going through a pandemic right now. Why would you put stress on people? Just make them laugh. You don't have to go out there just doxing people, telling them rude things. Like, bro, I'm just out here showing love, and like I don't say nothing negative, so I don't want nothing negative, you know? You feel me?
For sure.
Even though I do have to watch what I say because some people might take offense in some things, like, but yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. That's for everything too, man. I mean, whenever I've had some moments on this podcast, I said some things that like weren't controversial or anything at all, but then
Yeah.
people just, they,
Took
I
it the
don't know.
wrong way.
So, but at the end of the day though, it's not like, there's going it's gonna happen, so you gotta keep moving, keep grinding, keep, doing all that. And 'cause at the end of the day, I mean, all the support and all that is gonna overweigh, all the hate, all the negativity and all that.
It
So, I mean,
really is. I have to think about that sometimes.
yeah, for sure, for sure. so, you know what? Let's, yeah, we I want to go into that, the hate a little bit more there. I was gonna hold that later on, but I think I want to
Let's go.
come to that right now. Because, as we mentioned before, I mean, obviously people are gonna say, oh, you're African American, you're not grateful for your culture, not, all that. I mean, what has been, first off, I mean, how does that feel to have people, just come at you like that?
Sometimes, like when I'm in a low moment, I'll take it and I'll think about it like for a long time, like a lot of days. I'll take that, like it can be calm. And if I'm in a good mood, I promise you, majority of the time, like I just move over it. Like I can just refresh. I can see that one comment, refresh my page. Oh, he's invited to the carne asada, or oh, he. Thank you, bro, for showing all your support. Thank you for doing this. But like when they really leave mean comments, it shows me what type of person they are. But on the internet, it's okay. But when it's in person, it's another thing. And I've also been targeted like that in person. And it's crazy because it's the people that I grew up with
Damn.
that just leaves me like a bad vibe. Like I'm out here doing literally big things, and you out here hating for no reason. And I take that, and I just smile. Like in majority of my videos, you will hardly ever see me sad. Like if I'm sad, it's for like content purposes. It's not for like me to bring nobody down, but like When I'm going, I'm going. Like, you can say anything you want to, just don't involve my family. Like, I'm happy,
For
bro.
sure,
Like,
for
I'm
sure.
happy.
Yeah. Man, it really do be like the closest one to you sometimes, man.
Yeah, it does.
That's crazy. It's crazy. But then, obviously, they can talk all they want, but I mean, your numbers speak for themselves. I mean,
I know, right? Like, I can literally say to just go look at my page.
yeah.
Like, what is one comment gonna say to 286,000 or 300,000
Yeah.
or doesn't matter. Like, I'm not gonna say your comment is irrelevant because I'm gonna take the comment and still think about it, but it's irrelevant,
Sure. Yeah.
basically.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, some of like the biggest influencers in social media. I mean, I can imagine in all the hate they got at first, but I mean,
Oh
to see
yeah,
where they're
for
at right
sure.
now is like, I'm sure, those haters, like they pissed off, bro. Like, I don't know, man. But
And you gotta think about it. Everybody's not gonna like everybody.
sure.
Like, even look at, okay, I guess this is a bad example, but I was gonna say, look at LeBron. He's not my favorite player,
Oh yeah.
but he still gets hate. Oh,
Sure.
he's soft. Oh, he's this. He's 6'8", 250.
Sure.
Nobody's stopping that man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a LeBron fan at all, but
Yeah.
he is a good basketball player. I can give him that.
Yeah.
And people are gonna hate on him for this reason. Oh, he yada yada this, yada yada that. But it doesn't matter. Just look at his numbers. Look
Sure.
at his numbers.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I was there too, man. Because I'm a Laker fan myself, so I love LeBron. But before that, I'll be honest. I mean, I was a hater too. I'm saying, going to the finals this many times, losing,
Yeah,
all that
I
crap.
know.
But hey man, hate's just, I feel like, though, if you're getting hate, I mean, you're doing something right. I
Yeah,
mean,
if you get hate, you're doing something right.
yeah. So, but hey man, yeah, but like I mentioned before, you mentioned as well, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, the more supporters are just all gonna just, it does so much more than all the negative comments. So
That
that's
is
always,
true. That is real
that's always
true.
good. Talk me about Los Cuz Official, man. How'd all
Yeah.
that happen?
Oh, those are my people.
Yeah.
So, when Los Cuz Official first started, or not, well, when I first seen it, I don't remember when I first seen it. I like, dang, one day I want to be in it. I might not be big now, but like, even not everybody in LCO is big anyway. Like,
Sure.
we're all just like a family. Like, we have people all over. We have people in Texas, Arizona, California, but yeah, New York. I forgot my boy Esteban, the leader.
Shout out to him.
Esteban, he's from,
Yeah.
yeah, shout out to him. And we got people all over, and we're gonna be meeting eventually soon.
Yeah.
We have a group chat on all social medias,
That's
and
dope.
we just talk about meeting up. And yeah, it's just all love, man. It really is.
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's cool to see, just have, people from, like you said, all over, different states and all
Yeah.
that, just to be able to be together, be a whole family together, man. It's great, 'cause I know I had Carla on last, I don't know, a
Yeah.
couple months
Matter of
ago.
fact, I really, before I accepted your invite, because I seen your message, I was like, hey, Carla, what you think about this dude? How did the interview go? Oh, like, yeah. She like, oh, yeah. She sent me a voice, and she's like, oh, yeah, he's super cool. You should do an interview. I think you'll enjoy it. He's going to ask you some couple questions, and it's just fun. You should do it, kid. Yeah, I promise you can go ask her right now. I asked her before I accepted the
Dude,
interview.
that's dope. That's dope, bro.
So shout out to Carla. She's the reason why all this happened.
Let's go, Carla, man, making things
Yeah.
happen. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I love all your content on everybody who's a part of the group, man.
Yeah.
Because I feel like y'all, I mean, y'all doing something that's like that's big, I mean, there's a lot of people trying to do what y'all are doing,
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's dope. That's dope. How did you first
Sir.
get a part of that and all that?
We just searched. Oh, I got a part of it because I forgot how it went. They were accepting new members, and they were like, oh, hit up Esteban or Eric if you want to be in a group. And so I hit up Eric because Eric had followed me, and then I followed him back like a long time ago. And then so I just DM Eric. I was like, hey, what's up? Let me be the first Morenito in the group. He like, dang, that'll be lit. You're like, I'm gonna talk to my group. I'm gonna talk to Carla, and I'm gonna talk to Esteban and see what they say. And then like I was in there for like a good like 5 days before they even announced it. And like, yeah, bro, we're in the group, but we're gonna announce it when we put some new members in there. So they all made like a video of us, the introduction video. I forgot who else was in the video. I think it was me, it was Ashley, it was somebody else too. But yeah, that's how I got in it. I just a simple DM. And they knew me, of course. They knew me, of course. I've been on a For You page, and they were like, "Yeah, why not, bro? That'll be lit." And then, bro, they showed me so much love when I first got in there. And then, this is another hate comment. When we posted the video on the LCO page, somebody had said, "Why is there a black person in the group if yada yada if the group is full of Mexicans, like this and that?" And bro, when I tell you, at least like six LCO members went and commented on that. On that person, they're like, "It doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter to us. We don't see color. It's all love here." Like, that really just showed me, like, bro, this is really a family. Like,
Yeah.
they just showed me so much support right off the bat, and that was like 5 days after I've been accepted.
Yeah.
And we have a group chat, and we sing good morning, good night. We send stuff throughout the day, all that in our group chat. Yeah, our group chat, it gets lit, bro. It gets
Yeah,
lit.
yeah. I imagine that's another example right there, man. Just how much the community just, once you're in the family, man, like, ooh, that's it. That's it. I mean, everything else is set, man,
Yeah, it really is.
That's dope. So, I don't know if he's speaking Spanish here, man. You fluent now, or how's all that looking for you, man?
My Spanish is, it's all right. Like, I can have a conversation with a customer, like while I'm in my grocery store, because I'm not a manager, but like I'm an assistant manager.
Okay,
Like, I'm
okay.
a manager assistant, so like if the manager isn't there, they will come talk to me.
Damn, so you
Like, and
up
I
there,
do
man?
every
You up there, damn.
Yeah, I do everything, and I'm just 17, bro. I'm just
Damn.
17, and so like I just help like people, and like if I see like a lady struggling, I'd be like, "Ah, señora, le puedo ayudar?" And I mean, like, can I help you? Or like just simple stuff, like, "Oh, your total's gonna be 46, 18," and just like I can count out cash, I can just. I can like my Spanish is there, like, and I practice like every day. And I know the question you're gonna ask, what do you use to practice? I use Spanish dictionary. That can help a little bit. Duolingo, I feel like it's like, I don't know. I didn't like it. A lot of people say use Duolingo, but I didn't like it. And then I just watch Spanish shows, YouTube, Netflix, all that. Just my friends like talk to me, like literally every conversation I have, they're speaking Spanish to me.
Yeah.
Like literally, that all you gotta do is just try, and you can get results.
Yeah, for
You
sure.
gotta practice to get results.
I like that.
Literally.
I like that. Yeah. I was gonna ask something though. Oh my god, bro. Hold on. I was gonna ask something about languages. But it's been a long day, man. But
It's all right, man. It's all
let's
right.
see.
What time is it there in Cali? Like 3:16?
Yeah, we're at 3:16 right
Oh
now.
man,
Yes,
we're
sir.
5:16 and it's dark.
Yeah, man. You know what? I hate that so much. I don't know about you, but when it gets dark early, like this time of year, man, I hate it so much,
Yeah,
bro.
I do too. It low-key
Like,
throws it off.
facts, yeah. Because I feel like I can't do nothing, Like,
I
I'm
know,
just,
right?
like,
Yeah.
it's crazy. But, yeah. Well, anyway, sticking on the languages, I guess. I mean, me personally, right? I feel like it's not only like a benefit to know like more than one language, but I feel like it's just sometimes it's sort of a necessity. I mean, the amount of opportunities that can come with that, being
Yeah, for
bilingual and
real.
whatever. Yeah, what are your thoughts on all that?
Like, I didn't even know. Like, I promise you, I didn't even know before, like, me learning Spanish. You can get paid more. Not at the job I have now, because, of course, 75% of the people that work there speak Spanish. But get paid more for like in business, and I also feel like if you're looking at memes or watching videos, it helps to know certain words.
Sure.
Like, it's just some things in life you need. I just feel like that can help. Like, I know African Americans got cut short on their culture about coming to America, and they used to stay in Africa, and we could have learned another language there, but oh well. So that's why I picked up Spanish. I'm in Texas. You're gonna anywhere you go in Texas, I guarantee you there's gonna be someone that speaks Spanish
Definitely.
and only Spanish and no English, and then they're gonna need help, and then people are gonna get frustrated, they don't know, they're gonna use Google Translate, and they're gonna end up saying a wrong word
Right.
or stuff like that. So I just feel like it's good to know another language.
For sure. For sure. I mean, you can't. It's not like you can lose anything. You can only, win at that
Yeah,
point,
yep.
That's dope. That's dope. So, Interesting with social media. I know you have a YouTube as well. You post a couple of videos on there already.
Yeah, I'm getting that back started actually. My next video will drop Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Nice,
Yeah.
nice. So is all this sort of just something that you wanna do, for good,
Yes,
or
that yes, for sure. Right now I'm 17 years old. I'm about to get my high school diploma
Nice.
in May 22nd, 2021. I will graduate from high school. Then I'll carry on my I have a fully paid academic scholarship to my junior college in my city, so I'll be able to work in my job, and I will also be able to focus more on my social media, as in my YouTube, my Instagram, my TikTok, and I'll continue to make videos throughout my courses. And I will mainly focus on YouTube so I can become a YouTuber and I can just make content and one day have YouTube as my daily driver, and that can be my full-time job.
Nice, nice, man. You're 7. You got a scholarship. You're like you're doing big things, bro. Like,
Yeah, man.
congrats, man.
I really have a busy life. And I know you didn't ask this, but I'm just go ahead and tell you. My regular day starts at 5:45. I wake up at 5:45.
Okay.
I have basketball practice. My school is 15 minutes away. Basketball practice starts at 6:45, so that's why I wake up an hour early. I wake up 6:45 till 9. That's what time we have practice. Then from 9 to 9:15, I take my shower, get ready for class in the locker room. From 9:15 to 4 o'clock, I have school. And then from 4 to 4:30, I change my clothes in my car. I kid you not, I change my clothes in my car on my way to work while I'm driving. I clock in at work at 4:30. I'm scheduled to get off of work at 10, but sometimes I get off at like 10:20, 10:25, 10:30. Depends on how busy it was that day and what I gotta do. Then I come home 20 minutes away from my job. Then I get home around like 10:50, 11 o'clock. I stay up. I might do a couple homework, a couple assignments, make a couple videos. Before I look up, before I know it, I gotta take a shower, and it's already 12 o'clock. So I get out the shower about 15, 20 minutes. It's 12:45 before I even know it.
Man.
So on average, I get about 5 hours of sleep. That's why I'm taking this time right now to just sleep throughout the break.
Yeah.
I have videos made up, but majority of the time I get 5 hours of sleep. And I work 4 to 5 days a week. No
Crazy.
joke.
It's crazy.
No
You
joke.
really out here hustling, man. Like, I respect that so
Busy
much, bro. Like,
lifestyle. And that's what people don't know. They just see me posting videos, and I just feel like they don't know like a big portion of like what I actually do.
yeah.
And
Man.
I've gotten accepted into big colleges. Like I got accepted into I think six colleges, and I got into all six I applied to. If I wanted to apply to more, I could apply.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I focus on school. I'm actually number what number? I'm number 39 out of 450 students.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Man, you really
I really
ooh.
like I focus on things that I care about. So like if I didn't care about TikTok, you would know. I would just stop posting. But
Right.
I focus I love my life.
That's
Like I can't even lie, I love my life.
man, I love to hear, man. I really respect that a lot. 'Cause you look at someone through a screen, through social media, you don't know like what they're
Yeah.
doing behind the scenes and all that,
You
you
only
know?
know you only see 15 seconds really. 15
Ex
seconds.
exactly, bro. Yeah. And that's what I hate too, man. Well, people are so quick to hate, but they don't know what you're doing. Like, they don't know you're getting like 5 hours of sleep. You know, they don't know you're getting, you're working your
Yeah,
ass off,
and
all that,
I
man.
don't
It's
know what's going on. They don't know what's going on.
yeah. Man, that's so dope. That's dope to hear, man. Man, because I, it surprises me too sometimes. You see some people and you see the grind that they're on, and it's like, if they're able to do that, like, why can't I? You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, like for real.
yeah, I feel like there's a whole like
I
motivation
agree with
side
you on
to it.
that.
Yeah. In terms of like, I mean, what do you say to people who are, like in your shoes, who, or maybe a little bit less shoes, and like they want to get up, they want to start grinding, doing all that. Like, what would you say to do to kind of boost their momentum and all that, and get into things?
Well, what I say a lot, I just say no pasa nada. It basically means just why not? Just go for it. Oh well, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Do it. Go for it. I did it. Why can't you?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person that's doing this. I'm pretty sure there's people that's getting 3 hours of sleep a night. Just go out and do it.
Yeah.
You have everybody has the same amount of time in a day. Just depends on how you use it. You get 24 hours. Spend it how you want it. Literally.
That's deep. That's deep, man. Like, that's, yeah, man. I mean, because I feel like a lot of times too, like, people just throw out excuse after excuse,
Yeah,
and
excuse after excuse.
man,
Excuse after
yeah,
excuse.
I feel like in, because I'm 17 as well, I feel like our like generation, just people in our age group, I feel like we're really doing like big things, you know. You know, I was having a conversation with someone else the other day, and I'm like, you really see a lot of like younger people like starting businesses and
Yeah,
doing
and
all that.
blowing up and buying Hellcats and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, it's just, it's so dope to see that, you know, just to see that, you know, people our age, people who represent our, you know, values and cultures and all that, like they're really doing big things, you know.
Yeah, really, really are.
So yeah, man. But yeah. Hey, man. So I mean, we're just around out of time here. But I mean, is there any last words that you want to tell my audience?
One thing I would like to say is if you want to do something in life, just go for it. Because in a year, you would have been saying, I should have started this a year ago. And let that sink in.
For sure. No, I mean, I want to vouch for that too. I mean, because yeah, I feel like you don't want to put yourself in a position one day to regret something that you didn't do, you know.
Yeah. One mistake can change your whole life. It really can.
For sure, for sure. I mean, you know, there's things that I look back on like 2, 3 years ago that I'm like, when I was like really young, like if I would have done that certain thing, like I could have been, you know. And it brings out the hypothetical too, like what if, you know, like what if I did
Yeah,
start
what
back
if?
then, you know. It's like, you know, for me too, like for this podcast, right? I started up last April, you know, just little quarantine project, you know, I was just gonna interview a few of my friends, whatever, you know. But then it really turned out to something bigger. Like I'm getting, you know, guests who just have a lot of experience in, you know, social media. I've had athletes on here, I've had trainers, all that kind of stuff, you know. And I've really been able to learn a lot, you know. But like if I would started when I really wanted to start, you know, say a year ago, 2 years ago, like where would I be, you know? And there's always
True.
that thought that comes out, you know. But you know, I can't like say it enough, like don't let yourself get to the point where you are thinking about what if these things, you know. Let's go out there and do it, man. You look at Chris
Yeah,
out here,
why
man,
not?
you
Yeah,
know.
why not? Just do it.
Yeah.
Literally, Chris love Nike. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Literally.
I
Just
like
do
that,
it.
bro. I like that. It's on my shirt too right now too. Just do it, man. But
Just do it.
hey, man, it's wise words, deep words, bro. Hey, I appreciate you for coming on, man. I really do.
Yes, sir. No problem.
For sure. And where can the people follow you?
You can follow me on Snapchat at Chrome 9944, CHROME 9944. Instagram is Chris Love Nike, CHRISLOVENIKE, and that goes along with Twitter and TikTok. All three of those are Chris Love Nike. And then for my YouTube, it's Texas Chris, TEXAS space CHRIS.
Great. Cool. All right, man. Chris, again, been a pleasure, man. I'll definitely, you know, be keeping up with you and your journey and all that, man. I can't wait to see where you go, 'cause the sky's the limit, man.
Yes,
So,
sir.
all right. So that is the end of our interview with Chris Clark, I should say. Chris is a great guy. You can see the amount of just him being humble, him being motivating, and to do what he's doing, man. He's only 17 years old. So if he's doing this kind of stuff, he's getting into scholarships, he's getting into social media and all that, like why can't you, you know? So that being said, man, this has been a peak. We overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's Ralph Tronchi. I'm out. Adios.